I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's been called a genocide. Holocaust kind of atrocities are forcing Christians and other minorities to leave part of Iraq or die. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says ISIS, or now rebranded Islamic State, has taken over more Iraqi cities and are attacking moderate Muslims and Kurds in the north. Klein says there's good news, though.
We're finding people are coming to Christ. People are saying Islam can't be the truth. This religion that kills people that have done nothing wrong or don't believe the way they do, and they see the Christians and they see the light of Jesus Christ to them, and they say, we want what you have.
$18 buy six Bibles. Links at our website. Meanwhile, remember the analogy, you can't fit a square peg in a round hole, but we try when we fill our lives with stuff instead of God. Many times it turns into addiction. Dr. David Scheringa of Crossroad Bible Institute published a book to address addiction within prison. But it isn't just for prisoners. He says,
if 80% of prisoners struggle with some sort of addiction, I am confident that 80% of the general population outside of prison are wrestling with some kinds of addiction as well.
And the Rose of Sharon School in Columbia is connecting with International Needs Network Sewing Center to make new uniforms for the students. Rose of Sharon is a government-approved Christian school established to pull kids from the clutches of poverty, while the Sewing Center provides jobs for single moms in Columbia. Creation of the uniforms brings both ministries together in an effort to fight poverty and hunger in the name of Jesus. Mission Network News is the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, when you support MNN with your best gift yet, I'll send you the book, Reach Beyond. It's new by Wayne Peterson. Stories of comfort, courage, and the cause of Christ, too. Get yours at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Reach Beyond link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.